A good morning to you as we welcome you to our website broadcast. This Sunday is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost, and Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the gospel reading coming from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Additional readings include the Psalm of the day, which is 145, verses 1 through 14. Our Old Testament reading was written by Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. And Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 7, verses 14 through 25 for our epistle. So here is Pastor David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for this Sunday, Burnout.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble, and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. At that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have you ever felt burned out over something? Perhaps you've been burned out over work, or maybe you're just burned out on life. You can't seem to muster the enthusiasm for much of anything, and even the stuff that was fun before just seems kind of ordinary. What about religion? It happens all the time, more often than you might think. It's happening now in churches all around us. After 3 decades of entertainment-based Christianity, big churches drawing big crowds, big emotions, big productions on Sunday morning, and all the success orientation we've had, it's not surprising to find people who are just plain burned out on religion, maybe even burned out on God. If a churchgoer has been exposed to the Word of God, or reads their Bible, they receive God's law. And then they discover that God wants his law kept perfectly. But then you realize that you can't keep the law that way, no matter how hard you try. And the harder you try, the less of the law you keep. And so you decide, I'm done with all this religion. I'll just live my life as I please and hope for the best in the end. I'll try not to hurt anyone, mind my own business, conform to all the correct causes, Beyond that, forget it. I'm sick and tired of do's that I can't do, and all the don'ts and all the hypocrisy. We've all met people like that. Maybe we were that person. Some grew up in Christian homes and were dragged to church as kids. Some came to church later on their own, and for a while it was fun. They were plugged into their life group and worked hard on their walk with the Lord. And then something blew up in their life. Things didn't work out like they were promised they would. Or the reality of their sinful condition took hold, and they got a good, hard look in the mirror of God's law, and their strong walk with the Lord started to look wobbly. What do you do then? And how can we help people who have been burned out on religion? The answer from today's gospel reading is this: you come to Jesus. Hear that invitation and take it to heart. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants us to come to him. That's why he came to us, born of the Virgin. That's why he comes to us through the Word and the sacraments. He wants us to come to him with our burdens, our burnouts, all the heavy lifting we try to do. He wants to give us rest, Sabbath. It seems so basic, doesn't it? So simple. Come to Jesus. Trust Jesus. Let Jesus shoulder your burden. And yet we refuse to believe it, refuse to trust it. And so we burden ourselves needlessly. Christ bore our sins on the cross. Why are we trying to bear them ourselves? Christ bore the burden of our shame and guilt in his death. Why are we trying to hold on to these things? So many people burn out on Christianity, I think, simply because they've never heard a plain word of gospel, genuine, 100% good news, that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. Not good, commandment-keeping, pious saints, but actual flesh and blood sinners. I hear it often whenever I meet someone and they discover that I'm a pastor. The first thing they want to talk about are the rules. They don't go to church because there are too many rules to follow, and they can't follow them. And there are a huge number of people out there who hear the word repent, and they think it means straighten out your life, get your act together, clean up your own mess, and then maybe this God will like you. No wonder Jesus prayed to his Father and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children." Little children trust the words you say to them. You say, "The moon is made of green cheese," and they believe it. You say, "Santa Claus is coming to town," and they believe that. You say, "This is my body, this is my blood," and they say, "That's gross," because they believe what they hear. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Do you believe it? Take these words to heart. They're from Jesus, the one who knows the Father and received all authority in heaven and on earth from the Father, and who died and rose from the dead. His word is sure. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You're not walking alone when you come to Jesus. He walks with you. He's bound to you with his yoke. He walks with you like a couple of oxen yoked together pulling the plow. And that yoke of his is not 2 tons of commandments on top of the ones Moses gave you. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's easy and light because he bears the burden for you. He shoulders the heavy load, and you just walk along with him like a little kid walking next to his older, bigger brother. Jesus carries the load. You don't. You get to walk along with him. Come to Jesus. He is gentle and humble of heart. He isn't the overbearing, demanding deity requiring sacrifices. No, he's the Savior, the Shepherd, the Redeemer. His interest is not in what you can do for him, but in you. He wants you. He wants you to come to him with your burdens, with your cares, with your sorrows, with your brokenness, your lostness, your doubting, your sins. He wants it all. Everything that you carry around every day. He wants it under the yoke of his cross, where your burdens were borne by him. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus in his word and hear what he has to say to you. He wants to reveal the hidden things of faith that the wise and the religiously smart won't get. Listen to him the way a child listens, trusting, holding on to those words that are spirit and life and faith creating and faith sustaining. Come to Jesus in baptism. You are baptized but once, and once is all you need when the triune God acts in his name. Yet baptism has a daily effect in our lives. It's like a bank account you can draw on freely whenever you wish. Holy absolution is like that ATM machine that lets you draw money from your account whenever you need it. Confessing our sins and hearing the word of forgiveness, we are once again immersed in that cleansing water that restores and renews and refreshes our wearied souls weighed down by sin and guilt and shame. Come to Jesus in his supper. He wants to refresh you in a most unique way, giving you living bread, his body, and the wine of gladness, his blood. These things seem so ordinary to the eye and so difficult for the intellect to grasp. It is inconceivable how a bit of bread and a sip of wine on a Sunday morning can mean anything for the burdens of the week. Yet Jesus says, "Come to me." He knows what's good for our souls. And coming to him here, we find that refreshment that can't be found anywhere else in the world. This world promises so much to us, and in the end it can't deliver. Everything of this life will be swept away in death. And if that's all we have, we are destined for burnout. The good news this day and every day is that we have been delivered from this body of death by the body of Jesus given into death for us, raised from the tomb for us, and reigning from the right hand of the Father for us. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us all confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us all pray the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Pastor Magruder with the Collect for this sixth Sunday after Pentecost.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, your mercy attends us all our days. Be our strength and support amid the wearisome changes of this world. And at life's end, grant us your promised rest and the full joys of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us here on our website broadcast here at Peace with Christ. Until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord.